Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Every bad thing that has ever happened to you is your fault. And if tonight a meteorite comes screaming through the atmosphere, crashes into my bedroom, and kills my wife, I will know that that is my fault. Now, I use the word fault to shake people up. I know that it's making you mad right now. I know that it winds you up and you think that I'm victim shaming. And when you get beyond that and you realize all I'm trying to do is remind you that you are never, ever, ever, ever a victim unless you choose to be, everything in your life will change. You're always in control, even if that's a lie. And I don't care if it is. Even if a meteorite coming in and killing my wife couldn't possibly be my fault, I'm going to own it. Because the second I give away my power to somebody else, I'm now at something else's mercy. And there is some line that I can't cross, that I'm no longer in control. And I refuse to do that. If I could give anybody a gift, it would be that, for you to own that completely top to bottom and to know that every good thing that's ever happened in your life, no matter how much it seemed like luck or coincidence, that was you. You earned that. You put yourself in that position. And as you move forward, life is one of two things, the result you wanted or the result you didn't want. If you don't get the result you want, you are by definition doing the wrong thing and you must change. If you get the result that you want, then you did the right thing. Simple as, no gray, nothing in between. That's it. It's all your fault. And that's the best news possible.
Audacity is nothing. Don't worry about being audacious. The reason people fear being audacious is they don't want to be me 10 years from now when this all fails, right? They're thinking, oh man, what if this doesn't work? This guy's going to look like... And it's like, yeah, maybe other people will think that I'm a total... So it doesn't matter. And why doesn't it matter? Because of Techme. Because if I know how to build a house, I can build a house. So my thing is, I'm not trying to posture or be cool. I'm telling you, I have a set of skills. That set of skills lets me do things. I'm just interested in doing those things. So whether or not I hit my timelines does not matter. I'm in the skill acquisition game. Skills let you do things. I'm in the game of doing the things that my skills allow me to do. So I want to impact people's lives. Maybe I'm not able to pull it off at a film level. Oh, I'll find another way. Or maybe it takes me a lot longer to pull it off. Okay, fine. As long as I love what I'm doing, even when I'm failing, there's nothing to lose. Thinking something and saying something makes you believe it. And the things you believe, you will unintentionally guide yourself towards. I think your belief about yourself and what you're capable of influences your accomplishments more than you can imagine, just because you don't put in the extra mile of effort or whatever that it was going to take because you don't believe that you can. Mm-hmm. Or you don't even allow yourself to dream it. And if you don't dream it, you're never going to come up with a plan. So it is wildly influential in terms of what happens, just not in a mystical way, in a very like tactical way. You just end up either doing or not doing the things you should.
I want to get rich, and I just made it all about that. And so for 6.5 of those years, I didn't take days off. Even when we would go to London for Christmas, I had like...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
A video camera that would allow, well, this is actually slightly in the future, but a great example. I would take a video camera that would let me watch the production line of Quest.
Oh, my God.
So, like, that kind of obsessive, like, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Back at a technology company, same kind of thing, but I would either be working on the tech company or trying to start other companies at night. So we talk a lot about, we had, like, 5 or 6 companies fail, all side hustles.
Yeah.
But it was like, we just kept trying to learn and figure this out.
Yeah.
And so growing in that, becoming better, understanding marketing, helping elevate the company, really rising up to a peer status, watching other people fall away because they couldn't emotionally hang in the environment. And yeah, then they made me I didn't ask for a raise for 5 years. I was like, I want to be so valuable that they feel gross for what they're paying me.
Yeah.
And so, because I wanted the equity, I didn't want the salary.
Yep.
So I was like, dude, I'm in this for the equity. You don't have to worry about me. Equity, equity, equity. I just kept it on their mind. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you said that was a possibility. I want you to know that means everything to me. And that's why I'm here. And so hit the 6.5 year mark. I'm 10% owner in the company and I'm completely miserable. And I burned out and I realized that entrepreneurship had given, given, given. It was making me stronger, bigger, faster. And now it was beginning to take away because I didn't care about the product. I didn't love what we were doing. I wasn't passionate. I was just chasing money and money just wasn't that interesting. At that point on paper, we both know the difference between paper money and real money.
Right.
But on paper, I was a multimillionaire. And I went in and I said, guys, here's your equity back. I'm quitting. I'm not crossing the finish line, so I don't think I should get anything for this. And it actually ended up being like a really cathartic moment where we could all say what we'd been feeling, which is, yeah, none of us are happy. Mm. And so it became, well, if we're going to keep doing this, if we're going to keep building businesses, because by then it was very clear to me, the struggle is guaranteed, the success is not.
Mm.
And so I'm going to go do something I love. And they agreed, they felt the same. So we said, okay, well, what would we build that we would love, even if we were failing? And so for 3 very different reasons, that became a nutrition company. You're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. That's just true. Mm-hmm. But now it's become so common to say, and it's like every Instagram post, that I fear it's going to lose its meaning. Who are you spending time with? Mm-hmm. Because if you're spending time with people like you, you're spending time with people like me, I'm raising you up, or I'm just not going to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like now if you get in a mix of people like that who are like, man, we'd love for you to raise up to this level. But if you don't, it's fine. But we're just not going to spend time with you. All of a sudden, that desire to belong to something powerful that you can see is going to lead you to your dreams. And I remember saying to my wife over and over and over, they are the surest path to my success. I don't know anything else. I just know if I can hang on to these guys, they're going to make me better.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this quote so great, that you can't make a racehorse out of a pig, but you can make a really fast pig. And I thought, okay, cool. So maybe I'll never be a racehorse, but I can be a really fast pig. And so whenever I'm feeling badly about myself or something knocks me off center, I just come back to that idea of what's useful. How do you move forward? Like, even if you're not going to be the greatest of all time, does it benefit you to act as if you could become the greatest of all time if you pour yourself into it? And so I don't know that I'll ever end up being the greatest anything, but dude, acting like I can and like really practicing and moving through the world like I can become the greatest has propelled me forward.
So I'm not afraid to be audacious because I know that you're never going to exceed what you're aiming at. So your hope is to hit some percentage of what you're aiming at. So I might as well dream massive. And one, it excites me. And then 2, I'm not afraid of the failure. So once you have that, like, oh, it's exciting for me to dream big, and I'm hyper conscious of, you break it down in small pieces. Like, I'm not worried about building theme parks and all that stuff right now. What I'm doing right now today is make a good comic, put out a good interview show. That's it. That's what my life consists of. Stay in business, be profitable. Like, those are the things that I think about. So I keep my goals, my immediate term goals, very manageable, but I make sure that they're feeding naturally into the grand vision.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get scared or lost and thinking, oh my God, I have to do all that. Nope. Right now, today, I need to read a script. I need to make sure it's okay. I need to authorize it to be drawn. That's it. That's today. And as long as you're able to focus on that and get good at that, and then just always push yourself to make your skill set better and better and better, as long as it's leading towards that thing and you have clarity on where you're trying to go so that you make sure the skills you're acquiring will actually lead you there, you'll be fine.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.